Crop Watch, brought to you by Crary Industries and Ag Country Farm Credit Services. Our first stop on Crop Watch, southwest of Larimore at Dennis McCoy's farm. And Dennis, crops all in?
I would say 95. Edible beans, about that's what's left to put in.
Okay. How's everything coming out?
Very well, it's coming up pretty good because it's dry conditions. You can get through everything, and there's enough moisture to get most of it sprouted. But as with everyone, we could use a rain.
Pretty short.
It's not terribly short, but yes, it's a concern. The wheat, for instance, I can see stress in that already because of the shortage, but the rest looks pretty good. So,
are guys starting to spray already or not?
Yes, a little bit. There's a lot of pre-merge went down, so that's holding things. But there are the things that were lightly tilled, didn't kill the weeds. Yeah, there's spraying required there. The wheat isn't quite ready to spray yet.
The crop went in fast. How late? It wasn't real late, was it?
No, it was a little late for the wheat. Of course, that's with this heat, you know, for your normal tillering and so on, there's been a concern with that. And I think Joachim Wiers mentioned that in the radio, too, that, you know, we're concerned about that. But for the rest of the crops, no, I think everything went in good timing.
Yep. And he said the emergence looks pretty good, and so no issues there.
No, that looks good. I haven't seen any problems with that, other than where it was mudded in.
Our next stop on Crop Watch, we are in the Brockett, North Dakota area, visiting with Austin Sundin. Austin, a little bit left to plant?
Yeah, we should probably finish up here this afternoon with I would say the crop is in. We'll always maybe try to go back and get some spots, but yeah, the crop should be in hopefully today.
What's the crop that's in? What's that looking like?
Yeah, real nice. It's probably the best wheat crop we've seen in this area in a long time. We've got some flea beetles coming in the canola. We're kind of tackling with some spray, but other than that, yeah, nice crop.
How was moisture situation in the spring for you?
Well, we started off pretty early, kind of going around some frost spots, but we had that half inch of rain 1st of May, and that kind of set us back about 5 days. But after that, we kind of got grooving again pretty good.
Crop mix this year, you said you went away from the dry beans and into more canola.
Yeah, if we kind of stay in this drier weather pattern, we got a bunch of land that we'd try to get back into production. And, you know, if we can just have a little earlier fall, we can maybe get some more stuff done with that ground.
So the basin is starting to go down a little bit as far as the water.
Yeah, all the coulees around here are kind of getting to be back into their channels, and the water's kind of getting off some of the roads. And, yeah, we're gaining some acres back.
Well, that's good. That's a good sign.
Yeah, if we can just stay away from these inch and a half rains, you know, that come overnight, we'll be sitting pretty good.
Yep. Could you use any moisture?
Yeah, I'd take a half inch just to kind of get the rest of this late canola up and out of the ground.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Lakota area, visiting with Mark Peterson at Tronson Grain. Mark, how are guys coming out this way?
Oh, pretty good. You know, most guys are finishing up. The small grains are pretty much done, and there's not many soybeans left to go in, and I think about a little bit of dry edibles left to go, and that's probably about it.
Guys starting to spray?
Yeah, they are. You know, the wheat's getting ready to spray, and you know, we're seeing a few flea beetles out there in the canola a little bit, so need to watch for that.
The wheat come up fairly even and looks nice this year.
Yeah, the wheat does. It looks really good out there. You know, they got a good stand on that and looks real good.
Were they timely getting in this year, or was it late?
No, I think we got it in pretty timely. Oh, there was a little bit of a few wet spots here and there, but for the most part, I think it went real well. Around this area, we weren't too bad off. You know, the way it looked before we got going, it looked like we were going to be real late, but things turned around real fast, and, you know, we got going, and I think everything went pretty well.
And our next stop on Crop Watch in the Webster, North Dakota area, visiting with Jason Hansen from Winfield United. Jason, what are you seeing out in the fields?
We've had some tremendous heat this last week. We had probably inch to almost 2 inches of rain, and then we've got all this heat that came in, so the crop is just coming so fast right now. You know, crop is wheat that was seeded early, barley seeded early, we're probably four and a half leaf right now. Some later seeded stuff is behind that, but corn looks phenomenal. Plant beans, the next day the beans are swelled, 3 days the beans are pushing. So everything's coming fast right now. So it's been, yeah, we were so far behind, and now things have kind of caught up pretty well.
Yep. With that rain, are you seeing any crusting at all, or does it crop too far past that to make any difference?
It was about as nice of a rain as you could have asked for. So it took probably, you know, a Thursday night through all day Friday to get that. And so we were pretty dry, and it did get warm after that, but no, not really a crust. It dried out enough This last, we had a little shot, maybe 10, 15 hundredths that kind of softened things up, but crop was kind of past that. It pushed through, so haven't really seen anything. My main concern was maybe some canola, but that wasn't the case.
Yep. Been seeing a few flea beetles in the canola?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been probably the biggest thing that I've looked at so far that's had me concerned. A lot of it has to do with your stand. If you had a good stand, you don't seem to have the issues. They're coming out of ditches, they're coming out of grassways, they're coming out of borders of last year's canola stubble. But if you have a lot of plants that are up at the same time, it's not nearly the problem than if you were in some in dry soil, some in moisture, and then some came up and some didn't. Then the flea beetles are concentrating on the plants that are up.
A lot of weeds coming?
There is now. Yeah, it's going to be probably end of the week, beginning of next. There'll be quite a bit of spraying going on in cereals, I think. And, everything that was up prior to the rain is probably anywhere from an inch to 2.5 inches, you know. And then after that, there's just a carpet of stuff coming now that's small.
We get most of the crop all in?
Yeah, I think most guys probably got wrapped up here through the Memorial Day weekend. There were still guys I saw spraying on Sunday, and there's probably a few guys that were doing some rolling of beans on Monday even, doing some things. So, but for the most part, most of it's in.
All in all, it looks good.
Yes, but I remember 2016. Everybody said the drought of 2016, and then July 5th, it turned right now. So, but the crop right now looks tremendously good, I think.
And that's Crop Watch, brought to you by Ag Country Farm Credit Services and Crary Industries.